Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. One of the greatest gifts we can give a family member or friend is the gift of prayer. Praying for others is a privilege of the Christian life. Likewise, it's a privilege to know that others are praying for us. The Apostle Paul was many things. He was a scholar, a preacher, a missionary, a church planter, and an author. But most important of all, Paul was a man of prayer. Throughout his letters, Paul assured his friends that he was praying for them. In Romans 1:8, he wrote, "First, I thank my God for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world." In 1 Corinthians 1:4, he said, "I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus." In Philippians 1:3-4, Paul told his friends in Philippi, "I thank my God every time I remember you, and all my prayers for all of you I always pray with joy." To the Colossians in chapter 1 and verse 3, Paul wrote, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you." 1 Thessalonians 1:2 says, "We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers." Paul loved to pray for the people he loved. He even prayed for his enemies. In Romans 10:1, he wrote, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved." Paul was a man of prayer. Paul was also a man who depended on the prayers of others. In 1 Thessalonians 5:25, he wrote, "Brothers, pray for us." And again in 2 Thessalonians 3:1, he said, "Brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it is with you." In 2 Corinthians 1:11, Paul encouraged his readers to help us by your prayers. In Philippians 1:19, he wrote with assurance, "I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance." Paul counted on the prayers of others. Ephesians 1:17 contains one of Paul's great prayers for his friends. There we read, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." Like Paul, we can give thanks to God for those who have blessed us, and we can ask God to help others know him better. Let me encourage you to become more and more a man or a woman of prayer. Give thanks to God for his countless blessings, especially the blessing of people who have strengthened your faith. Then invite others to pray for you. Father, help me make prayer a core practice of my life, knowing that you hear and answer our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.